Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Anyway, it's 6:24. Let's get to it, your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Mm-hmm. While you're in the nude, possibly.
Mm-hmm. While you're in the nude, because it's National Nude Day. Here we go. Take your clothes off. We're about to do sports. Football. Listen to this, man. Washington Redskins changing their name after years of being criticized for being racially insensitive. But they're having trouble with the name change because a guy in Virginia has been trademarking dozens of potential new names since 2014. Guy owns the rights to names that the Redskins football team might actually want, including the Washington Red Tails, the Washington Warriors, the Washington Red Wolves, all taken by this guy. So did this guy take those names and trademark them because of this reason? Because he knew that they were going to change their name at some point, and look, he's like, you know what, I'm gonna make some money off of this.
I was just talking to a buddy about this. You can actually make a nice chunk of change by watching, like, trends and stuff. And you see something growing, buy the website domain for it. Buy a couple different versions of it. Because if this thing does take off, whether it's, I mean, I've heard guys doing it with celebrity names, people doing it with, you know, businesses, different incorporations that are coming along. And they're like, oh, yeah, I own that website. If you want it, you got to pay me big bucks for it. You can make a living doing it if you do it right. But you still got to pay for it. But to own a domain name, it's like nothing.
Amazon.com. Could you imagine?
Dude, having that one.
I'll give it to you for 500 mil.
$1 billion. That's what you're looking for.
Should have named your own prize on that one.
Exactly.
Hey, more football news of the old sports here. For the NFL safely to start a season on time, it'll have to implement new safety protocols. One of those will likely include a new face mask designed to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. League has introduced the new Oakley mouth shield, which is being sent to every team. It's a plastic shield that attaches to the face guard. It has small openings to allow airflow, but none that allow direct transmission of droplets. The only question is, will players be willing to wear it? You know, I was thinking at first, I'm like, yeah, I mean, why not? It's just a face shield. But you got to think again, too, man. Football, you're breathing hard all the time.
Yep.
I mean, you're basically doing, you know, sprints. Then you get a 25-second break sprint. That's the last thing you want is something on your face or something close to your face that's gonna mitigate breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it'll be interesting, man. It'll be interesting if they're willing to do that. Sounds like they're going to have to be because if they want to get playing, which I doubt is going to happen, then they're going to have to follow protocol.
And think about, like, is a quarterback going to have to wear it? I mean, you're trying to do calls with the big old mouth guard in. You can't do that.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
Basketball news. The NBA players now have a different dress code. They used to have to wear uniforms and warm-ups when they arrived at games. Now they'll be able to wear whatever they want as long as they are clean and neat in appearance. Which is weird. Does that have anything to do with going on, or is that just like a random rule change that they just did? Because why would that have anything to do with COVID? But
right. I don't know.
Golf news. Remaining PGA Tour events of this year will now officially not have fans in the gallery. The four tournaments waited until yesterday, Monday, to announce their plans, but they are expecting golfers on the courses, but there won't be any spectators, which we kind of expected anyway. So there you go, man. There's some nude sports here for you.
Nice. Nude sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. This song just gets me excited. I just want to run through a bunch of hallways and speed and double speed.
Well, we were, the old lady and I were getting ready to do the, you know, to do it. And she's like, hey, go throw some music on. And this is what I put on.
I don't blame you.
Didn't get laid that night, Brock.
Yes. You know what? Like, you just take care of yourself.
What are you, a clown? Are you a clown?
Yeah. She didn't want to make love to that? Good Lord.
No.
Anyway.
I was like, hey, I can juggle and do it at the same time. I just wanted to try.
No, you can't. prove it. I want to see a video of that.
Well, it's in your sports this morning.
Perfect. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer while you're listening to the Yakety Sacks.
There you go. There you go. In juggling this morning, Hunter and his beloved wife.
So dumb.
So stupid.
So stupid.
All right. Let's do it. Let's do it, man. It is National Nude Day. We're doing sports in the nude this morning, just to let you guys know. I probably didn't want to know that, but here we go. Football. Washington Redskins changing their name after years of being criticized for being racially insensitive. But they're having trouble with their name change because a guy in Virginia, that guy over there in Virginia, marketing dozens of potential new names since 2014. He's like, they're going to have to change your name at some point. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to buy up all of these names. This guy owns the rights to names that the Redskins football team might actually want, including the Washington Red Tails, including the Washington Warriors, also the Washington Red Wolves. Guy owns all of them. And they're like, man, we're going to have to pay this guy a chunk of change. Out of those three, Brock, what would you like to see? You got the Washington Red Tails, the Warriors, and the Red Wolves.
I like the Red Tails. I think that's kind of a cool name. Mm-hmm. You know, birds are always good mascots. Mm-hmm. And then I think the Warriors are good.
I like the Warriors, too. You know, I think that rolls off the tongue the best.
The hard part is, though, is that it's starting, and it's any new it's same thing that happened with the XFL is the new team names. Like, if you change a team name, it sounds like it's not as good of a team because it's like, I've never heard of these guys. Right. They're going to be terrible. Right, you know what I mean?
It's like an AFL team coming up to the NFL.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So
it doesn't look. So here's my question. All right. So they got to change a name from the Redskins. I can understand that. All right. You know, I don't think it should happen, but I understand.
Yep.
So they're talking about changing the logo, too. So if you change it to, let's say, the Washington Warriors, why would you have to change the logo? Is the logo offensive?
I would say that in that sense, I mean, the depiction of the Native American, probably not, but it probably would be associated with what they had. And maybe that's why they're going with Warriors. I don't know. I couldn't tell you in my mind.
See, because here's the thing, I can, you know, if they just change the name, it's a lot easier to rally around than if you change the entire logo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's. So I don't know. The logo isn't offensive. It's not offensive at all. So why change the logo? Just change it to the Washington Warriors. Keep the classic logo that everybody knows and loves, including Native Americans. They love it.
Out of all of the ones, when you think about, like, the Cleveland Indians, like their cartoonish one, like, I can see that one getting changed, which I'm surprised there hasn't been any talk about, you know, or I'm sure there has been. I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of them, so.
I'm right there on board with you on that because it's kind of a goofy looking, you know, you're portraying it. Like, but the Washington Redskin logo is just of a Native American.
Yeah, it's.
And it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
So. We'll see. Questions in the air there. Yeah. More football news. For the NFL to safely start its season on time, it will have to implement new safety protocols. And one of those will likely include a new face mask designed to mitigate the spread of COVID-19, obviously. The league has introduced the new Oakley mouth shield, which is being sent to every team. It's a plastic shield that attaches to the face guard and has small openings to allow airflow, but none that allow direct transmission of droplets. The only question is, will players be willing to wear it? Which is the big question, because football, you're breathing hard. You get 25 seconds of rest, and you're out there sprinting and huffing and puffing, no matter what kind of shape you're in. Do you want something in front of your face, you know, kind of blocking airflow? Like, some people are a little claustrophobic in that way. I don't know. It's going to be weird, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to be on board, though.
We mentioned it, too, in the first hour. A quarterback, he's not going to be able to, you know, have a full mouth guard. Most of them barely remember to put in their mouth guard.
All right, we're going to do X, red rod, X type, 32, no action of one-on-one. Ready?
What? What was that?
That didn't make any sense. I didn't hear. Anybody else catch that? Yeah.
Why don't they just all have the ear pieces in? Just give the ear pieces to the whole team.
Yeah. Boom.
Problem solved.
We'll see.
Basketball news. NBA players have a different dress code now. They used to have to wear uniforms and warm-ups when they arrived at games. Now they'll be wearing, they'll be able to wear whatever they want as long as they are clean and neat in appearance. Does this have anything to do with COVID-19? It doesn't say, but I have no idea. So, yeah, there you go. They'll be showing up in suits now, not warm-ups. Golf real quick. The remaining PGA Tour events this year will now officially have no fans in the gallery. It's been like that, but they were wondering, hey, is it going to change? The four tournaments waited until yesterday to announce their plans, and they are expecting golfers on the courses, but there will be no spectators. So there you go.
Yeah. All right.
That's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Your nude sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
It's flopping around. Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.